There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
2019, back in business.
How to offer value in the year ahead.
Now on the Business Breakfast, looking at the business of property, there have been reports of people queuing overnight outside Eldar's sales centre in order to buy into the company's latest development, Al Riemann. We are joined on the line now by Eldar's Chief Financial Officer, Greg Feuer. Greg, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us.
Good morning.
It's been a wee while since we've seen overnight queuing. Tell us what's going on. How many people are we talking about there?
Well, yesterday we announced the results of our latest product, our latest launch, Al Riemann, out in Al Shamkha in Abu Dhabi. There was about 1,000 villa plots that we launched onto the market, and as you mentioned, you know, we were overwhelmed by the response that we saw from a broad base of buyers, both owner occupiers and investors who queued up over a kilometer down Yas Island over the weekend.
I have to ask, were people queuing for themselves, or were they sending or even paying other people to queue for them, which we've seen before here in Dubai?
I mean, look, you saw both, but what we were very impressed with was the breadth and depth of buyer that we saw come out. Well, as I said, we saw owner occupiers, we saw expatriates, we saw UAE nationals. And you know, they're really focused on a very attractive middle income property that we had launched into the market very, very successfully.
Which is interesting, because we're talking selling plots here, aren't we, rather than villas or apartments?
Yes, indeed, and that's an important strategy of ours. I mean, at Eldar, we've got, you know, 70 million square meters of land throughout Abu Dhabi, so it is a very important part of our strategy, which is to bring in investors and bring in other developers to fully activate our complete land bank. And indeed, that's what this project was. And one of the reasons we're so excited about it is, you know, we're marketing directly to sophisticated large investors, and we have definitely seen a stark change in sentiment amongst the investor community towards the Abu Dhabi real estate market.
Has it sold out?
Absolutely. So we have villa plots, and we had some commercial plots where investors will build apartment buildings. And the villa plots were completely sold out, and we've got precious few of the commercial plots available.
Presumably, when you're selling a plot to someone to build an apartment building, you're not going to give them the right to do that just because they're the third person in line. You need to make sure that it's the sort of person who can not only build an apartment block, you know, go through with it, give their investors what they want, etc., but do so safely and in line with an awful lot of regulations.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, and our main function is really to create a great community. And so as a master planner and master developer, we create that community. We create the plot sizes, we create the ambiance, we create the amenities. And again, that's what the investors really like about an Eldar master plan community. They know that that infrastructure will be developed, and they know that they're going to be able to make a very strong return on the investment that they make into the market.
Morning, Greg. Richard here.
Morning, Richard.
Let's talk about prices in Abu Dhabi, if we can, for a second. I'm reading the latest report, for example, from Chesterton's, that says that prices fell on average about 10% in Abu Dhabi last year. They've been falling, as in Dubai, for 2 or 3 years now. Have we reached the bottom yet, do you think, in terms of real estate prices in Abu Dhabi?
Well, look, I'm certainly here today to give you and to give everyone a very important data point into to make that determination. And what we saw on the weekend, again, was just a resounding vote of confidence in the Abu Dhabi market. We have a lot of customers here. They are liquid. They're in cash. And really what they're looking for is the right product at the right price point. And when we see that introduced, and this is very much, this Al Riemann project, very much in the middle of our middle income strategy. So with these plots that we're bringing, we're going to be able to see owner occupiers, you know, buy a plot of land for 600,000-700,000 dirhams, build for $1 million or $1.2 million, and really get into villa product for their families at all in prices between 1.5 and 3 million. And that's what's very attractive. And when you show the market the product that they need, you know, we're seeing, because of a lot of the government initiatives that have been announced throughout Abu Dhabi, we are seeing, you know, important shift in sentiment and people now putting their money into the market to work.
In terms of the banks and financing real estate developments, this is a slightly different take because you're selling plots and people are building their own. But broadly speaking, What are the dynamics of the banks when it comes to lending against real estate in Abu Dhabi in 2019?
Well, I mean, generally, you know, across the banks as a group, interestingly, are underlent when it comes to residential mortgages. And so that is by no means an impediment to, to property investment here. In fact, you know, we're handing over 1,000 villas right now at West Yaz on Yaz Island. And mortgage penetration is actually very low. But people are completing every day of the week. You know, $4 and $5 million villas are being completed and paid for in cash. Which again is a real indicator as to the health of the market here. I mean, the Abu Dhabi market, it's a very wealthy market. It's a very strong market. Investors have cash. You know, they're looking for product that fits their investment criteria and requirements. And when they find that, they're willing to invest. And again, because it's investor-driven, sentiment is key. And, you know, the government here has been, for the last several months, undertaking many, many initiatives to you know, provide some stimulus into the market. And again, we're seeing some evidence now that that's really starting to bear fruit and sentiment is definitely starting to change.
Prices, though, I mean, you spoke about this as being mid-range. How do the prices that you're able to charge for these plots compare with what you would have been selling it for even 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Well, I mean, the Abu Dhabi market, one of the things that strikes you when you look at the market is the supply situation. So there are just not many or not enough product at certain price points in investment zones here. So when we introduce product at certain price points, so we opened up the 3 to 4 million dirham villa market in Yaz Island just a couple of years ago. It was the first time that product had ever been introduced into the market here. And indeed, prices have been relatively stable there. Certainly on off-plan villas, they've been relatively stable over time. What we saw with the Reman project, this is the first time that we are bringing product, in this case land plots, but really at the end of the development cycle, as I said, these are villas worth anywhere between, you know, 1.5 to 3 million dirham. The first time we're producing product for investors in an investment zone in Abu Dhabi at that price point. So, you know, changes year on year, we're not seeing much, mostly because of the relative lack of supply at some of these price points, which, again, from an investor's perspective, gives you a certain degree of stability as you look at a market to see such attractive supply dynamics.
What does Eldar need to do now to protect the investors that will then invest in the apartment blocks and the like that will be built on these plots? Because even though it will be a third party having these projects, that's why you're selling the plots, at the end of the day, it's still your name overall. How much of a concern is that to you, and what do you do to protect yourself there?
Well, look, I mean, that really plays into our expertise. I mean, we are black belts at development in Abu Dhabi. We are the best in the market. We are a dominant market player here. And when we design and develop master communities, whether we actually build the villa product on our own or bring in sub-developers and investors to do it, we deliver on the infrastructure and we deliver on the amenities, and that is crucial. That's the foundation for the master community developments.
Greg Feuer, Chief Financial Officer at Eldar, thank you very much for speaking to us on the Business Breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much.
2019, back in business.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.